is that? Is that a bug?
Fucking losers.
What's that?
What?
The fuck you, Ephraim. The program contains graphic language.
Ah, fuck.
Strong sexual content.
I'm gonna make a double stuffed Oreo with Mitch and Nick.
And immature humor. In other words, an insane amount of fuckery is about to take place.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Wrong show, dipshit.
It's Friday night in Hollywood, so let's battle.
Again, wrong show. Start the intro.
It's their time. Their time.
You sound like you're pissed.
Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
Hey guys, it's the Left for Ted podcast. I'm not sure why it was so low, but what's up, everybody?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
You can hear us.
Yeah.
Sup?
Everyone, Ryan, you there?
Yep.
All right.
There we go.
The mics work.
Yep, they do. All right, so last time you guys heard us, we were at John's house and there was an echo. And then we had a little live event that...
there was no echo.
There was no echo, but there was plenty of things that we couldn't hear because the sound didn't work well and things didn't go very well at all. And it's all Ryan's fault for not being there.
Thanks, Ryan. I was thinking the same thing.
All your fault.
It was a learning. It was a learning experience, that's all, you know? There's a lot of positives to take away from it.
Yeah,
so.
we did have a lot of things that we learned. DTA for one, but wrestling fans are just like, he brought back Stone Cold, and everybody else is like, what? But it was a very good learning experience. We're bringing everything back, though. We're going to keep the format that we were doing for the live stuff. So, we're definitely going to have a whole bunch of new stuff coming for you guys anyway. We got new stuff for us. Because we've got these new mic stands that Ryan can't see because he's over Skype still.
Positive from that, though.
Yes.
You know, Side Street, thank you for funding us better equipment.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best thing that came out of that.
These
also,
came fast, too, Ted. You overnight?
Yeah. Prime.
Nice. Yeah.
Just the way he said you overnight that?
I overnight it all the time.
Just the way I thought it was like you overnight it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But there's still more to come because we're going to start utilizing our YouTube channel for more than my shitty singing.
Yeah, I might get a capture card to capture gameplay and capture our gameplay. Yeah,
we got that coming up.
Ryan, we had the idea to, or I had the idea, I'm take all the credit.
Go ahead.
To possibly once a month do a
no trademark.
Four-player game night where we have just like everybody here and we just do like one random four-player game, whatever, Mario Party, Mario Kart. Maybe not Mario related, but you know.
Yeah, nobody's gonna watch.
Listen,
Mario.
What do you mean?
No, and
listen,
Mario. Everyone's gonna watch Mario.
People,
I don't play, but I'd watch Mario.
People
Kart.
Eat that shit up. They love random four player games. We can even play like a wrestling game for.
John, I'm wondering where your phone is right now. Maybe
it's
not.
It's not that. It's the actual.
It's all right.
Nick, why don't you grab the other mic, see if it will give him less feedback.
Hello.
There we go.
Sorry
about less
that.
Feedback for that one. Okay.
So are we doing like shout-outs now for stuff like that? Or
like what?
Hmm?
For my capture card thingy?
That's just different feedback.
I turned it off.
So.
What the? I don't know what's giving
try
the feedback.
I turned both of them on.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird.
Okay.
Well,
we can't figure out these microphones.
Well, since we're doing that, then I guess.
What?
Well, since we're doing that, I guess.
I text Ryan Sunday or so. Me and him want to get this on the ground running. We're thinking about doing a series perspective on Mass Effect, getting involved, because I know Mitchell played it. If Mitchell wants to get involved, I know my girlfriend's a big Mass Effect fan, so she wants to get involved. So, you know, just at my house, we can do a series perspective on the games and opinions.
You texted Ryan?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have your number, Ryan. What the fuck?
And well, more like a Facebook message thing.
Oh, you don't have... no, I think it was text. No, it was Facebook message. Okay. We have texted, though. I can give you my number later.
Because my girlfriend's a big fan of it, so get her involved. And the thing that involves with Sportscast Prime, I am reaching out with a fellow person who does a series of YouTube videos discussing, like, pro sports and stuff. So me and him have been Facebook messaging back and forth. I'm trying to get him on. Hopefully, if we can get Sportscast Prime as a consistent thing, hopefully I can get him aboard, maybe as a special guest every now and then, because I feel like he adds a lot of interesting elements and information to football. I feel would be a good thing. I'll send the link to that as well.
That's cool. Yeah, I plan on having the capture card.
To be honest with you, John, one thing I loved about your idea, I've actually been kind of thinking of pitching this to you, Ted, about trying to do a semi-regular kind of series retrospective anyway, which wouldn't be conceptually that far off from the Appreciation Nights, just maybe a little smaller in scope, but a little bit more frequent.
What about my idea, Ryan?
Game Nights.
I like your idea, too. I just I'm not stealing credit for it.
All right, that's understandable.
Yeah, because I figure maybe we'll set stuff up, like I'll talk with Mitch maybe in a month or so or something like that. Like I said, Ted, we can maybe use like my girlfriend's laptop or something like that. We can capture the recording and then I can send it to you so you can download as like a special thing.
No problem.
For that. So hopefully we can get this on the ground running, Ryan and Mitch.
And Ryan, we should probably like do a debate show. Because like we always...
Ted, we should do a show where we have like special guests and we measure the dicks to have like a dick measure contest.
Yeah, I think that's the one that I was thinking of. Mitch. Thanks for stealing my thunder, Mitch.
Like, what's your size?
Because like when Ryan like talks...
I'm like this.
Today we have small Jim, but is he really small?
Can you imagine that? I'm going like this.
Oh, God.
It'll have that like...
dollar foot what?
It'll have that nasty like 1970s video quality.
I don't look.
You can't be part of the contest unless you have a stash.
Fucking home videos, like
says record on it.
It has the little timer on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. How much battery life's left on it?
The battery starts showing up, and it's like beep, beep.
Yeah. So, yeah, more. We definitely have more podcasts coming your way, guys. We're also going to start doing some live stuff, hopefully soon. Stuff on Spreaker. We'll give you a 30-minute live preview. Then you have to tune in for the rest later on over iTunes. I've got a couple of people that have asked me to help them with their own podcast, so they might be part of the... The Shilbert Smithland family, as we're calling it now. I love how Mitch just figured that I called it. Like I threw that up like what 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Mitch was like, "What the fuck is that?"
That name sounds like such like a miser. He said, "I don't know. It just reeks very, very."
Well, it was my grandfather's name, so that's why I started the company.
It has very. I don't want to go on an anti-Semitic thing here, but it has very, you know...
But very white and Protestant and Heil.
Let me just say my inner Mel Gibson came out when I heard that name.
Yeah. Are the Jews gone? Put me back.
I'm not investing in this.
Seriously, what are you talking about, the Jews being gone? Of course we're going to stay here forever.
We own 80% of the wealth and economy. Of course we are, Miriam.
So, since nobody really came to our show and I feel bad about our sponsors, I'm just going to plug our sponsors like every week now for the rest of eternity or until I forget. So let's just say this show and some shows coming are brought to you by Fighting Fitness in Orange, Connecticut. So go to Fighting Fitness over by where CompUSA used to be. think it's now Big Lots or some shit like that. Also Magic Cottage Crafts and Creations and Tarot Card Readings. Go see Connie October 4th at the Knights of Columbus tag sale, I think it was. And October some other time for something else that I can't read because it's on my phone and I don't want to cause any more disruption. But yeah, I will put it all on our podcast page so everyone can read it and give directions to wherever you need. So with that out of the way, I didn't write this on the docket, guys, because I wanted to surprise the shit out of you. So we were talking about maybe having some guest stars coming on, some people that, you know, maybe work in the industry or have worked with people from movies and video games.
Hulk Hogan's coming on.
Not yet. Oh. This close. I just got to get through the agent and this close. I got somebody that looks like Brooke, and she's going to come, and that's going to entice him.
Oh, brother.
Exactly.
This is gay for his brother.
Though I want to do this thing, so have proper interviews. And I was going to, instead of having a guest star today, why don't we go through the interview process with each one of you guys right off the bat to show everybody like what we're probably going to go through with the interviews.
So we have no guest speaker this week.
No guest speaker.
That's not a surprise.
No, but the surprise was... I'm going to be interviewing everybody. Okay. Whose phone?
We're going to be on the spot.
Yeah.
The cover has been.
Yeah. It's the black man.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, yeah. Let's start with Ryan.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, where are you from?
America.
Oh, my God.
And America loves America's Steakhouse. If I not,
you're not American.
Right.
your birth certificate.
You mean where am I from in a present American sense?
Yeah. Well, where do you hail from?
Can't
originally.
Prove, can't prove it. Let's see the birth certificate.
Originally from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
All right.
What is that even?
So where's Jackson? No. what do you
in America?
Yeah, in America. What do you do when you're not podcasting?
I assist nurses with patient care.
Okay.
And or go to school to be a nurse so that I may have my own minions to assist me.
There you go.
Minions, nice.
One's named Kevin. He only has one eye. Despicable Me fans and people with kids are like, that's hilarious. Everybody else is like, fuck you.
They just don't know.
So, Ryan.
Yes.
Which stars or celebrities have you met, and what's your favorite story that you have?
You know.
I know that one, but I want you to say it again.
we and, you know, of course you were there for this too, but we met Bruce Campbell, and I got the only autograph of the night, and he touched my hand.
What? He
autographed my DVD box set of Briscoe County Jr.
Would you say imagine that? You haven't watched that set, Han?
No, I have not watched that set since that happened. Which is a shame because it took me about 7 years to buy that set because it was one of those things where the company probably is dead and so it's never depreciated in value the way DVD box sets should. So it was sitting at my local FYE for years, costing something like almost like sub $100, and it's one season. Meanwhile, you could get like, you know, box sets of like Buffy and Angel would go on sale for like $15 every other week, like the DVD equivalent of a Steam sale. But this was just sitting at premium, like go buy an anime prices forever. So eventually it did hit like just a random FYE sale. If you ever shop at that store, you know, every now and then they try to clear out stock and they throw like $30 stickers on shit. So I snapped it up, and then, like, a year later, got it autographed. And I'm pretty sure it was the same copy I was looking at all those times. It was just, like, this one copy. It never moved.
Yep.
I'd go in there and say, like, man, I really would buy Briscoe County, but not for $100.
All right, and Ryan, last question. Three people who have inspired you to do what you do.
The market?
What?
Huh?
Wait, are you...
I don't really have talking about the nursing answer or the
part?
Guess whatever he does.
I don't know. On the nursing side of things, I was doing computers and that market dried right the hell up. And, someone said they need guys in the nursing field.
Don't say that.
So I became a CNA.
Is that true? Yeah. What do you mean? Mitch disagrees. He says it's booming.
Yeah. As long as you have Apple, it's going to be booming because, they have a...
Guys, I'm allergic to apples. You know that? I just found out.
So if I threw a green apple at you, you would
have to eat it.
It's not like he's going to blow up and touch my...
Just experimenting.
That'd be kind of shitty.
All right, so...
Like, holy shit, it's real.
Mitchell.
Yes.
You're up next. Where are you from?
Yes, I am. I am from New Haven, Connecticut.
Nice. Where lavas are from.
Nah.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
What do you do, Mitch? Besides, what do you do? Besides podcasting?
Work with computers.
Who is your father and what does he do?
You forget. I met you when you were little.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I moved to Hamden when I was six. Yeah. So I lived in New Haven in an apartment complex. Forgot the name of the apartment complex in the street. But, whatever.
It's called The Projects.
Don't assume, Nick. He's right.
Because I did the same thing.
I work with computers. I just do repairs, software, hardware stuff.
It's really weird noises coming from.
And also work in retail, which I love, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you do. All right. Name a celebrity that you've met and the story behind it.
The voice actor for Marcus and Gears of War.
Really? Yeah, that's awesome.
I actually had one. Yeah,
interesting.
At a Comic-Con, he had no line, and I was like, "Hey, what did you do?" And he was like, "Oh, I voiced actor Marcus," and it was Dom. Sorry, Marcus. It was Dom. Yeah,
Maria.
Marcus Phoenix.
Yeah, it was a voice actor for Dom, and I talked to him for like 15, 20 minutes, and he signed the autograph for me. It's a giant ass poster. It was like, shit, yeah,
Mitch.
Yeah,
that was just a janitor. That was.
Did he do a voiceover for you?
Yeah, he Maria. Yeah. I forgot what the voiceover was, but I should have had him say Maria. That'd be funny. But he was a pretty cool guy.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
cool.
All right, and three people who have inspired you to do what you do.
I don't get inspired that much, unfortunately. Okay, I got one. Ted for podcast stuff. My uncle, because he was like, I should work computers. I was like, all right.
That's not how it happened.
Yeah, for real, he was like, you should work computers. I was like, and then I got another recommendation. I was like, all right, I guess I will. And then that's how I started working with computers. And then I started doing podcasts because Ted was like, do you want to do podcasts with me? I was like, yeah, sure. And then I started doing podcasts.
And then you're like, what the fuck is a podcast?
And then, let me see, third. My uncle inspired me to play a lot of games. If it wasn't for my uncle, I'll probably only play sports games and Call of Duty.
Same uncle? Or
no. This one's gay.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, he, when I was younger...
Which games did he get you to play?
When I was younger, I used to stay over at my grandma's house, and he would always be playing EverQuest.
Ah.
And like my dad only introduced me to Madden. I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's so cool.
And then I was like, why are you a girl? And then...
Made sense after a little while.
But yeah, so he played a lot of EverQuest and Gauntlet, and that's how I got introduced to RPG
Gauntlet.
Games.
Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Oh,
so if it wasn't for him, I would never got introduced to like the older RPG games. Older for me. He wouldn't ever let me play EverQuest though.
Class was he in EverQuest?
He was the girl.
He wasn't a wizard?
He was the which one was the girl? She was the
I was gonna make a bad Destiny joke, and just like that wizard came.
But I
do
think
moon.
He was the wizard, though.
That wizard came on the moon.
Okay, I got it from the beta. I got that joke.
Yeah. All right, John, where are you from?
I'll be different. Hamden, Connecticut.
All right.
Yeah, I was. I moved to Hamden when I was 13.
You know, I moved to Hamden before.
What was the other?
John's
what do you do besides
obviously I work in retail, but I also I'm writing a little bit stuff right now. Right now I'm writing, I don't want to say a screenplay, but kind of like a rough draft. It's loosely based on like us, my group of friends and stuff, and just kind of like exaggerations of like, kind of like a comedy shtick thing. I'll give it to you guys when it's more refined, because it obviously needs serious editing, but it's a little something I've been doing. So
Hey, if it's, you know, maybe we can do a table read type thing over the podcast, like an audio with the sounds and everything, like an old radio broadcast of a show.
Who's Snitchel? I'm sorry, Master John.
Alright,
it's not you, Mitch. No.
No, it's Jerron.
It's pretty funny. Solid choice.
But, a celebrity that you have met and the story behind it.
I'll go out there one. Tony Danza.
Really?
I met...
I'm so surprised by everybody's choices.
Was he the boss? I'm just wondering.
So, somehow I won tickets with my friend to see... Well, he was a big Tony Danza fan. I don't ask, so... He got to one tickets to see him. I guess he had, like, a show at Mohegan Sun. So we went and saw him, and he was all right. He does a little song and dance and all that stuff. It's entertaining. So we're walking. We decided we're going to get something to eat, and Tony Danza's at the bar. So we're like, oh, why not? Let's go say hi to Tony Danza. And he was kind of a dick, I'm not going to lie. Really, like... Yeah, he was a dick, to say the least of it. Yeah, I think that ruined my friend's hopes and dreams, crushed it right then and there, so, yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah, exactly. Which, that has my rule that I don't ever want to meet, like, celebrity. I don't, like, because it's, like...
downtime.
Yeah, well, what I perceive them as and to what the reality of what they're going to be, that was a prime example of what that was.
So you kind of got Bruce Willis'd.
Yeah, pretty much so, because he's like, oh, it's home. Like, nobody was around him, and he was in the corner... And, you know, like, we figured, oh, Tony, I'm a big fan. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, I got an autograph picture. No, like, just like that. And then, like, turns around. He was like, so no one's there. Sully and Barn. I'm sitting there. I'm like, no wonder why no one's around you. Like,
No.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Tony, like, can I buy you a drink? That's probably.
Yeah, so.
All right, I'm going to come in a shot glass. There you go.
So I have bad things with Tony Danza. I remember Jamie's watching that movie, Don John.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that.
He's the father.
Yeah, he's the father. And she's watching. I see Tony Danza. I'm like, he's a dick. That's the whole thing. It was so funny. But yeah.
All right, and three people who have inspired you to do what you do.
My mom. Because my mom supports my dumb shit all the time. So
his mom is awesome.
Yeah, I love
his
her.
His mom
so,
is awesome.
You know, why not? She supports my dumb shit. I got to say that. Hulk Hogan. I mean, I love doing the voice. Like, inspiring me to still be a wrestling fan to this day and all that stuff. And to toss between, like, you guys are awesome for the podcast, you know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't think of this as a
viable career.
Yeah, it's a viable career. And honorable mention, Stephen A. Smith, because whenever I look at Stephen A. Smith on ESPN, I'm like, if that idiot can find a job somehow in sports journalism, there's a job out there for me. So that's my inspiration.
All right, Nick.
What's up?
Where are you from?
Hamden, Connecticut, though I was born in New Haven.
We were all born in New Haven.
Yeah, you have no choice, basically.
I was born in Derby.
Unless you were born
in,
like,
Bristol. No.
In North Carolina.
Or Brantford. Can you be born in
Brantford?
Or Hartford.
Or Bridgeport.
Doesn't Brantford have a hospital? Like,
actually, no, I think Milford has a hospital too.
Yeah, Milford has a hospital too.
Derby has a hospital.
All towns should have hospitals.
Well, we don't. We just have the ones for the old people, so they can just...
Yeah, we have, like, clinics.
So yeah, majority of my life in Hamden.
Okay. What do you do besides podcasting?
I as well do retail, and I also coach basketball, and I do a lot of fan-based writing.
Nice. All right.
And there's actually a current few that I'm, like, working on, but, like, it's rough because my computer caught up, which Mitch fixed the virus, but, like, they got to, like, my stuff already.
So, a celebrity that you've met and the story behind it.
I actually have a few, but, let's see. I met Bobby Flay at the casino. He actually cooked me a steak dinner. It was amazing. And there was also...
So he's a dick?
They spit in your food?
No, he did not spit in my food. He could have gave the dick. No, anyway. Oh. after that steak dinner. But anyway. No, that's not true.
Yes, so, stop lying.
Anyway, Pierre would be upset. So, I also met Brett the Hitman Hart. I was one of those kids. He put the glasses on.
Oh, he's awesome. That's great.
he put one of the. I was like one of those kids, like in the front row, that he put the shades on or whatever. And I also met. Well, I didn't really meet. I kind of like. Well, he jumped into us, Michael Jordan. My uncle took us to a game, and like he got some very good seats, and like we're at like courtside, and he's like diving for the basketball, and like he's like right in front of us, like after like he dived after the basketball, I was like, hey, and he goes, what's up, man? And I'm like, Michael Jumper Jersey, I'm like, yeah. It was like,
good thing it was Michael Jordan and not Michael Jackson. It'd be like, hi, how you doing?
Then I would have had a runaway. You had a tragic.
You want to go back to Neverland?
Though? I had to be at least 6.
Okay, yeah, never mind. Jordan then, never mind. Then he was in Michael Jackson's wheelhouse.
Yep.
So I'm like,
you have to be this tall to ride Michael.
Yeah. I would have been sporting a stash if I was in my teenage years. So he put like, never mind.
You're too old.
All right. And three people who have inspired you. Michael Jordan, for not killing me, for landing on top of me.
I will say Michael Jordan because I've watched a lot of basketball.
Explains the bald head, just saying.
I actually am going bald, so I just accept it. But anyway.
Oh, everybody wants to be like Mike.
Yeah.
They made a movie about that.
I forgot about that movie.
Why did you bring that horrible memory?
Because I had to.
So, yeah, I can say Michael Jordan because I actually got into basketball by watching him, and I inspired by playing, you know, after him, and everybody wanted to be like Mike, of course, so.
Let's be honest.
Say it again.
I'm not referring to the movie.
Let's be honest. It was Space Jam. That...
No, I watched Michael Jordan before Space Jam, even though that did help as well. I will say that... I'm not inspired by too many other people, but like, definitely you guys with the sports with the podcast in general, because I was one of those people like, what the fuck's a podcast? And like, why do you want me to be in it? So that was good. It's been a great experience doing something like this. It's a good joy. I love it. And my family, because they definitely put up with a lot of bullshit that I did, so I probably would not be in a good place right now if it weren't for them.
And Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith.
Now you guys get to ask me the questions.
No relation.
So, Ted.
Yeah?
I assume you were born in New Haven, Connecticut.
Yes, I was. I actually lived there more than you guys did, apparently.
Apparently you
When did you move to the great town of Hamden, Connecticut?
That was...
Quick question for all of you. Did any of you go to elementary school in New Haven?
Yes.
What school did you go to?
Davis Street.
Sacred Heart St. Peter's.
Nathan Hale.
Martin Luther King. God awful school.
Did you go to middle school there? Or did
no.
You, no.
No, I wasn't there long enough to do
I that. Spent 1 year in middle school in New Haven. Sheridan.
Sheridan? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went.
Got interviewed, Ted.
So, Ted, sorry.
I just wanted to get that out, seeing how we were all there.
So, where?
Outside of Ryan.
All
sorry.
Bullshitting from. Where are you from? Where are you born?
I was born in New Haven. Lived in Madison, Connecticut.
Madison.
Yeah, I lived in Madison for a couple of years. Then moved to East Haven, where I met, actually, Adam, who used to be on the podcast. I went to first through fourth
Adam
grade with Adam. I've known Adam longer than anybody else. Oh. Yeah.
Congratulations.
No, wait, because it's actually going to come around.
That's okay. The story.
So I moved to New Haven, actually Fairhaven, part of New Haven. lived there for a while, then moved to the Cove. Was there for a while in like three different houses
and
on the Cove.
And you didn't turn out to be a douchebag.
I know.
Impressive.
Well, it's yeah, it's very hard to be a douchebag when you don't have an Italian last name in the Cove. Just saying. Yeah. But then from the Cove, I moved to downtown New Haven for about a year. And then moved, actually for 2 years, but then moved to Arizona.
Were you still down there like when the mall was there?
The remnants of the mall, yeah.
Alright.
But so then I moved to Arizona for 2.5 years. And in 2006 came back, pretty much met Ryan, who then I found out had been friends with Adam.
For years.
Small world.
Never even knew.
Mitch, did you not know there was a mall downtown?
No, I remember that mall. That's crazy.
Okay, because you look puzzled. Like I was just making sure. All right,
cool. I completely forgot about that mall. Chris had a job at Foot Locker there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did. I remember that.
So.
You could actually say Adam is the whole reason we know each other.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool.
So, Ted, what do you do?
Besides podcasting and trying to get money for podcasting, because that's most of the podcasting right there, just like, hi, money. But I work the retail stuff. I also write, like a lot of us do.
Also known as the seventh circle of hell, right?
Yeah. Yeah, writing takes a shitload out of us, I know, because not only have I been writing the first draft, for a certain movie that we've been working on. That I've been working on with Sean more than anybody. I've also been writing a series that I either want to do as a podcast series or do it as like a kind of a, what do you call it, Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog type thing called Sundown, which is actually based on a story that Ryan gave me a while back.
Oh, yeah. My crazy-ass dream?
Yeah. Ryan had a crazy-ass LSD dream. And I was just like, that would be awesome, and started writing. But that, and I've also, my next blog that's coming out is called The Odd Life of Trevor Bow. And it's basically stories that are completely fictionalized, based on true stories from working in retail.
Character name is Snitchel, too?
So.
I say, is the character name Snitchel, too?
Nah, Snitchel died before the draft.
Damn,
all right. Oh, really? My character Snitchel is my personal manservant in my...
Rip. Rip to my life and my rights.
No, there's a couple of characters in there that are based on you guys, but it's more... it's kind of a paranormal / what would happen if this stuff happened type of thing, but based in kind of my personality and your personalities.
Oh, cool. So it's more serious.
Yeah, it's more... It's not serious, it's...
He said our personality.
Yeah, it's kind of like Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Good movie.
So, Ted, anybody famous that you met?
I've actually... Story? Since Nick had to go and, like, give us three, I've got two.
Nick.
Yeah.
You said to give three.
No. Not celebrities that you've met.
Three people that inspire you.
Gotcha.
No, but the celebrities that I've met.
You're taking off this. You're taking off the list, Ryan. This was a job interview. You failed.
Can we trade people who inspired us for celebrities that we met?
No.
Well, maybe.
I have a question to add afterwards.
I've met new Conan. Well, I guess he's not Conan anymore.
Ryan is
new. You mean new Aquaman?
Aquaman, exactly. I've met Aquaman.
Let Ted finish.
All right, so people that I've met. Let's go with the first one that I've ever met. I'm going to tell this to you, Mitch, because you probably don't know. Back in the day...
If it's Hulk Hogan.
No. Back in the day, Peter Pan was touring around. There was a Peter Pan tour going around over at the Schubert. Mm-hmm. And my mom took me. And Kathy Rigby was the actress who played Peter Pan.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you have no fucking clue what I'm talking about.
Schubert, no. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this actress, Kathy Rigby, played Peter Pan. She actually took over for another woman. I can't remember what her name is, and Kylie's going to smack me because it's her favorite actress who's ever played Peter Pan. But so we go behind the Schubert because all the actors are coming out after the show. And Kathy Rigby comes out with a vial of pixie dust, which at 5 years old, I went, "Mom, this is glitter." Every kid around me starts crying.
Glitter?
It's pixie. No, it's glitter. Second one, I'll just say I met the Hardy Boys. Matt is a dick. Jeff is a dick.
Lita, I sat in front of Farouk. Yeah, I sat in front. He was like, "Damn!" I was like,
"Yeah." You know what the funny part is? It's funny how like now there's like jokes within you know the wrestling circle now because you know how like Jeff Hardy had his addictions to like meth and all that stuff, and like Matt Hardy kind of got out of shape, so everybody calls him Fat and Meth Hardy. I find that hysterically.
Yeah. And then actually, about 3 years ago now, I went to a concert down at Disney World. It was a group called Jack's Mannequin.
Awesome.
If you guys don't know Jack's Mannequin, there was a group called Something Corporate. That's basically the lead singer, Andrew McMahon, of Something Corporate, is also the lead singer of Jack's Mannequin.
I'm jealous that you saw Jack's Mannequin, because me and Jamie are big fans. What? We tried to go, and it was their farewell tour, so they're in UConn, and mm-hmm. Jamie's like, "Oh, they're in UConn." I'm like, "Oh, when they're going?" "Oh, it was last night."
We missed the UConn. That was the 2011. That was the People and Things tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were planning out our honeymoon and found out that they were playing in Disney.
Oh, that's so
cool. When that happened, we got tickets. We couldn't get the premium tickets that we wanted. But basically, it was floor, wherever we wanted to stand, we could stand. We got up really close to the stage. Saw a Motion City soundtrack there, too. Then we went upstairs. And, mind you, it was our honeymoon, so we got those fucking bride and groom hats. And we were wearing them at the fucking concert. We get up there, and people that were in the premium seats that get the bar service and everything like that are sitting like right in front of us and stuff like that. And two people see us wearing the hats. They come out and they said that they were only there to see Motion City Soundtrack and that we could have their tickets for the premium seats.
Oh, that's cool.
It gets better. We get to the premium seats. We sit down and we're watching the whole thing. Andrew McMahon finishes a song, stops the concert, and goes, "Hey, look up in the stands, we got newlyweds! When'd you guys get married?" And talked to Kylie, I think, was like pissing her pants with excitement that Andrew McMahon stopped and talked to us. So
what are you doing later, sweetheart? And
I wish I could get starstruck. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but no, it was a really cool experience that, you know, I had, well, that we had.
Like a porn star. Yeah. Oh my god!
So that's cool though that you're able to do that. You know, at least there's a positive story here instead of
we saw a guy who's dying of cancer.
My stories weren't positive.
Well, no, it's if you know the story of Andrew McMahon, it's like we went to go see a guy who's dying of cancer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Andrew McMahon has cancer, and like basically the last two albums of Jack's Mannequin. Where I'm in a depression, but I'm going to lift myself out of it by singing.
Was his hair falling off during a performance?
No, but it was very light.
That'd be interesting, see?
It was.
Very last chord.
So you're three people that inspired you.
All right. Three people that have inspired me throughout my life, pretty much. One is Jim Henson. Jim Henson, just because... when I was little, I was really into puppets. Would fuck them all day. No. I loved watching the Muppets and stuff like that. Probably why I started doing the Kermit the Frog voice in the first place. But there was a certain thing where Jim Henson would, every once in a while, put on a special where he'd show how the movie industry did special effects and things like that. And that kind of inspired me to do movies and... right, pretty much.
That's cool.
Number two would have to be Walt Disney. Walt Disney pretty much did all the same stuff, but he did it before he was the trendsetter. Before all this stuff of, you know, anime characters that are mice that are freaking anthropomorphic, like animals. Before that was cool, Walt Disney did it. And there's actually, if you ever watch Meet the Robinsons, there's actually a quote that they kind of built Meet the Robinsons around, which is, if you're going through hell, keep moving forward. And it's kind of like been an inspiration to me to just keep moving forward with everything that I do. And finally would have to be Kevin Smith, because he's kind of paved the way for fat guys to do podcasts. And me being a fat guy. Yeah. He's the one who
coincidentally does a podcast.
Yeah. But he's also the one who kind of put it out there that right now the internet is the wild, wild west. We make our own rules. We do what we want.
Yeah,
so, you know, yeah. Fuck the rest. We're going to do it.
What we want,
exactly.
Pretty much, yeah. Guys want to hire a hitman?
Just saying, just throwing it out there, guys.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
For everybody, kind of. What is your passion or dream that you want to achieve? Or that you think might not be possible, but it would be cool if you could do it?
Well, let's start with Ryan.
Be, okay.
Well, let's start with Ryan.
Why do we have to start with Ryan?
I mean, I think we should go to Ted in reverse order.
Okay, you want to do a reverse order?
Yeah.
All right.
How about a little reverse action?
Yeah. All right.
Can I be on top of that?
There's his passion.
No, my passion would probably be to build a multimedia studio. Just so I can keep doing this shit and get paid for it. Get people to, like, pay me to record and videotape them.
So when you start charging rent, you'll be Benny.
Yes. What happened to Benny? What happened to his heart and the ideals he used to pursue? No? No one?
No. My next door has a right to do with it as he pleases.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Nick? All right, we can stop with the rent.
Anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Nick?
Mine would be to coach at some sort of professional level and being able to get paid for that.
That's cool.
I would love to do
closer that. To the mic, Nick.
Oh, I can't?
No.
You got adjusted to make it come close to your mouth.
Suck it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I would like to coach at some kind of professional level or even at a collegiate level.
That's cool.
John?
At first, it varied between, like, writing about sports, but, like, after this whole podcast thing, like, either want to write for pro wrestling just because I think I could do that, or late night radio. Like, I just want... Just give me, like, a 1 in the morning to, like, 6 time slot, and I could just, you know, talk about whatever the hell I want to. Just let me go on my hater rampages just for that, just talk. I don't know, like, because, you know, you can get away with so much shit on late night radio. I don't know, it's just talk about so much stuff. I feel I could talk about so much stuff with it. I don't know, probably either between those, leaning more towards, because this, late night radio, I mean, I could fill a 6-hour time slot with talking random stuff with Mitch.
So, poop.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I wouldn't. I know you too.
We once went on the tangent for, we were talking about butts, I think. We talked about butts for at least like 2 hours one time at work. It was just nonstop. It's like, it was weird, but fun.
All right, Ryan.
What happened to me?
What about Mitch?
You asked the question. I thought you'd go last. All
right.
Well, that's usually your rule.
Yeah,
I guess. Right, go ahead, Ryan.
I want to be king, but in the meanwhile, I'm pursuing a nursing degree.
Is that king?
Because you have to start somewhere.
God damn it.
The king of the United States.
I didn't know we could just go out there and be a king.
Side goal is to unlock the secrets of the Super Saiyan and finally defeat my rival.
Why be a king? You could be an African warlord. It's so more viable to do it now.
Does that mean I get child minions?
Yes,
pretty much.
You can, like, train like a 13-year-old army and they'll do your bidding for you. I mean, like, that's as sad as that. And
start younger than
true.
That, actually.
Ryan, yeah. Ryan, you'll get.
You know, You know, I think that those guys are short-sighted because while they're training the 13-year-old army, they should also be forcing them to build iPhones for profit. Just really maximize the child abuse.
Maybe we should go to Africa and have a projection.
Here's the thing. Ryan,
we project by this year you have this much revenue.
If you do that in a couple of years, they'll be having like wristbands with your name on it to try to make you infamous. I'm just saying, and then painting towns orange. No one remembers Coney?
Oh yeah.
Would those wristbands be eye watches?
Possibly.
Ryan, I think it could be your second in command.
It'd be like an A watch for like
Africa. That would have to be his son. His son would take over the reins.
Ryan, I could be your second in command and kiss ass. Yeah, Ryan. Yeah, nice. Great job. You know, they never see you. I just relay what you're saying. Guys, he'll kill you. Fucking kill you, I swear. Did I do good, Ryan?
Ryan's sitting there. I don't know, though.
Would you didn't go to the Starscream school of second in command, did you?
No, I didn't.
Just take over afterwards?
The kind of second-in-command you keep around just because you need to be kept on your toes?
No, I could be the Miranda Lawson second-in-command, wear the skin-tight leather suit for you.
Dude, I was going to say, that's a little creepy because I totally boned Miranda Lawson.
I'd sit there in that skin-tight suit, come on, Ryan, we can do this.
Do you like my ass effect?
The only thing that sucks is I bought the DLC for the sexy black suit, and when you get to like the Paramore scene, it's like default, that weird white thing.
Oh my God, Mitch!
I don't like her default costume.
Mitch, what is your
passion? Oh yeah, my passion thing. At four, these short ones though.
My passion is to defeat the Reapers.
You should probably beat Mass Effect 3, Ryan.
So what's your
four? All right, so I have like three minor ones. Yeah. One is to make a game.
Oh.
Yeah. Another one is
just to answer the phone.
To answer my phone.
On my mute button.
The second one is to animate something, like a quick, like 20-minute thing, possibly. Third, write a book. That's surprising. Always wanted to write a book.
If you need an editor, I'm here.
The fourth one, own an arcade. I would love to own an arcade.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Yeah. Actually, I'm never passionate about anything besides like playing video games. So like when it comes to like having dreams, I don't usually have a lot. But there's one time, like last month, for like 30 minutes, I wanted to own an arcade really bad. So I Googled all this shit, and it was really a lot of money. But, you know, it was interesting. I always wanted to have an arcade where, like...
You just bought Smiles.
No. I always wanted to have an arcade where, like...
Smiles burned to death.
It'll be, like, a nice, fun community where, like... Let's say, like, every, like, Tuesday night, there's a certain game theme where, like, we do, like, tournaments, whatever. Stuff that's, like, really fun and gets, like, a better community in Connecticut. So I always wanted to do something like that.
Actually, when I was living in Arizona, there was a guy who owned, like, this really weird... style arcade, and what he would do is he would rent out certain video games like that were popular, and you could sit and play them for like an hour or two on the systems on these big screen TVs.
That's cool. This is all a big front to play fighting against people though, but you know
what we should do is buy Smiles, make sure Duck Pin is right next to it so they can burn it down and collect their insurance money, and then we can rebuild the damage we left.
Really?
Kind of like the Mattio.
We could put an arcade in the Stop and Shop, the old one by across the street from McDonald's.
That was actually
where I wanted to put it.
There's an arcade.
That would be perfect, actually.
In the bowling alley, the old one in the Hand of Plaza. The old one,
it's
the Edge gym now. That's
I forgot about Edge. I need to work out more.
The Toys R Us.
There you go.
There's an arcade in Ocean City, New Jersey. It's right on the boardwalk, by the beach. There's two arcades, but one of them, apparently the guy's looking to sell it. If I had the money, I'd definitely buy it for him.
The only thing is, those arcade cabinets are really expensive. You need a really good hook to draw in kids, because that's where you get a lot of your revenue from. But like having an arcade gears toward just like adults, like you won't maximize profit.
So you would have to have like a Chuck E. Cheese
like you need some shit, like some type of like
Dave and Buster's.
Like there's one arcade, I forgot what town it was in or what state,
but because like Dave and Buster's actually worked around here.
They had this like really cool this glow in the dark mini golf thing. Where it's just like a glow in the dark mini golf. It was like pretty sick.
Well, you'd be
stuff like that you need.
The one in New York is still living.
Well, you'd be surprised. Obviously the one that's getting sold, but there's the one that's not. That's right by the area that we stayed at in Ocean City, and it's open 24 hours. So the little kids are there. So I remember going down there with Jamie like 2:30 in the morning, and they're people our age that are like playing and stuff. I'm like, see, this would be perfect.
I would love to do 24 hours. Like maybe like once a like every Friday is 24 hours in a nice town.
Well, this is a pretty good town.
No.
We're full not for 24 hours. Not to Stop and Shop.
Well,
there's enough stoners for that to...
Well, it's one thing if it's like a vacation area like in Ocean City, but if it's like a place like this where it's just...
They used to have this one thing in Smiles where they would have like an overnight thing. I forgot what it was called.
Oh, the lock-ins?
Yeah. And like there would be shootings every now and then. So, you know.
Yeah, honestly, if it's on the bus line, you probably should.
Yeah, man.
You got to do it. Like,
it has to be in, like, Cheshire.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Like you said, it sucks. Like, not... It sucks that we're stereotyping this, but you really have to do it in, like, a suburban, family-friendly area. Like,
when I say this, you cannot have a 24-hour on the bus line.
Yeah,
because
that's definitely true.
Problems, and
it's coming from a black man.
Yep. It's the truth. I would not open a business.
Yes, I always always thought Arcade was a good idea, though. Like, I just looked into getting a few cabinets. I'm like, they're really expensive, though. Like, Capcom charges a shitload for their cabinets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, it's insane.
Okay, so you got to, like, pay out to all those other industries for
the game. Oh. And then you got to worry about maintenance and, But, you know, it's a pipe dream, but it's a dream that I actually do care for, kind of. All
right.
Did the kind of contradict my care for part?
A little bit. All
right, whatever.
But, like, I feel you.
Yeah.
Because, like, about coaching... Like, I coached in a younger, like, group. Like, basically, I coach for, like a lot of kids that are playing, like, in the local Hamden area. I've coached, like, 9 to 10-year-olds, 11 to 12-year-olds, and then, you know, 15 to 18-year-olds. So, like, that's been, like, a passion of mine. Been, like, coaching for a while because I actually played in the same league.
Yeah.
So, you know, after, like, playing in the league... Actually winning a few couple of championships as a player and coach, it was like something that I really loved. And then like when I started coaching, I started looking at like how kind of different styles other coaches had. Like I actually started paying attention to coaches.
That's cool.
And like I always found it interesting on the strategies that they would actually use during a game and stuff like that. And it's like, hey, that's something that I would do or something like that or something I would change or something like that.
That's cool. You know what we should get? We should get, like, microphone stands that attach to our faces so when we turn, they can, like, follow our mouths.
Wow. Those collars.
I think I'm just going to do this so much. So next. So
much. But, like, lost my thought.
Sorry. I found the pause. That was good.
Yeah. It was cool. But, like, yeah, that's something that I was definitely passionate of in doing because, like, when I find myself coaching, like, it's, like, putting the time and effort into, like, teaching people the game and stuff like that. It's like a process, and you got to be patient with it, and you're working with all these kids, and it's, like, when you actually see them grow, it's actually, like, worth something. It's pretty cool.
Everybody has their dreams, you know?
Yep. I like this addition. I think we should start the podcast. The other part of the podcast.
Yeah, this mic's not really working, is it? At all?
This mic's kind of have to be like up like here. So
I'm like, there we go.
Yeah. So.
I'm like right there, and now it's doing it.
I don't want to fart. But
does it work?
Wait, I should have said that out loud, huh? Oh, there we go.
No, John, no.
God damn it.
Oh, I can move the mic. Hell yeah. All right. Let's do stuff.
Distance.
All right. So no one's drinking anything. So what's your poison's kind of out, huh?
Spit. Drink a spit.
Semen. So, I'll still say semen.
So,
Mitch saw me and I'm like, no.
Apparently, nobody wants to do this Us Against Humanity thing but us. So, this week, we only had like two things and they were really bad.
Well, if nobody wants to do it, then screw it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it was like the new superhero, Banana Pants Man.
Well, why don't you?
And then,
wait, wasn't that
Superior
Ryan's?
Banana Pants Man?
Why don't you get your Cards Against Humanity right now? Why don't get your cards game out if it's accessible and pick out three cards,
that
and then we have to decide between
Banana
which three
Pants
of them,
Man,
just random.
All right, that's cool.
Raspberry Orange Crush.
I'm with that.
Was killed, but really took over Banana Pants Man.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Just pick out three random ones, Ted, and we have to figure it out which one's the best one scenario. That could be our Us Against Humanity.
Sure, yeah.
Fuck the haters.
Are you too close to your mic? I'm not entirely sure.
I have to be, because this one's really...
Oh, wow, it really is.
Oh, so we're doing...
Somebody pick one. John, you pick one.
All right, so here we... They're the white cards, right?
Yeah.
All right. So... Here you go. I'm going to choose between... All right, that doesn't... Here you go.
You got to choose the black cards or the white cards?
White cards. So here you go.
Racist!
Why I got to choose a white card?
Choose one.
Why does the black man have to choose the white card?
Nick, choose
well,
one.
While you guys are choosing, I gotta, I'll be right back.
Don't you? Don't you?
Oh, you're trying to do the question?
Yeah.
I got some.
Yeah, no, it's what's our favorite superhero?
We got
sorry about that. I thought you, okay, never mind.
Let's see. Yeah. What's our favorite superhero? So here, I'm going to give one to Nick.
We'll pick one for Ted as well.
For people out there, we're going to have three cards. We're going to give one to Nick, give one to Ted, and give one to Mitch. And we're going to all make group think on which one's the best one. So
sorry, Ryan.
Here.
We'll randomly pick one for you, Ryan.
Here we go. Let me start with Mitch again. Here you go, Mitch. Nick, pick one.
I'm going to pick two for one for Ryan.
Hey, you know what's funny, John? The same one I got the first time I got it again.
That's you can Ryan's. Redo.
I'm not going to look at it.
You want to redo?
Yes, please.
John, can I make them my own?
Well, he got the same one. All right, so we got four cards. So I got Mitch's first, so go for it, Mitch. So here's the cards against humanity. The new superhero is...
Cheating in the Special Olympics, man.
I really liked that. Okay.
That one blows mine out of the water.
Yeah, here, I don't even want to read mine.
Here, Nick, here, you have two. New superhero is...
Opposable thumbs.
Man.
All right, and you got the other one, the Ryan's. Yep, the new superhero is...
Warm, velvety, Muppet sex, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ted, the new superhero is...
I picked you a good one,
right? Well, this actually goes with warm, muppety sex, velvety, Muppet sex, man. Friction Man.
I'm sorry, but I think cheating in the Special Olympics man takes it.
I think Friction Man is the only actual superhero, but I do enjoy cheating in the Special Olympics.
His power is he goes to Special Olympics and cheats.
I can run.
I'm going to go.
And think and process thoughts at a regular level.
Had that not existed, Ryan probably would have had a shot.
That was great. So that was our Us Against Humanity, everybody.
I like that idea.
That was good. Nice on the fly edition.
That one was actually a good one. I'm a little bit disappointed. Now, obviously, the cheating in the Special Olympics man took the cake, but I wish we had like another good one, so at least we can make like a somewhat of a debate on what was good. It's like...
Nazi man.
Yeah, or like butt sex man or something like that. Like,
Shitting back and forth forever, man.
Yeah, because I feel butt sex man would be the most effective superhero ever. Can you imagine? No guy would want to rob or rape somebody. Butt sex man comes like, oh no, it hurts. No, and it starts butt sexing him. Like, look at that fine ass.
So Superman is flying around Metropolis. And he's really horny.
Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah, he sees Wonder Woman, and he decides that
I do believe that's the new 52 you're talking about.
Yep. He sees Wonder Woman and he decides that he can be in and out without her even knowing a thing. So he goes and he basically rapes her and flies off, you know, after coming. And Wonder Woman goes, what the fuck was that? And the Invisible Man goes, I have no fucking clue, but my ass is hurting.
I get it. Poor guy.
Yeah. Porn. You know what, though? I feel bad for Superman because he didn't even know he was fucking a dude in the butt.
Either way, we know he enjoyed
rape.
It.
Yeah, he did. Now I don't even know about it. Does that make Superman gay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Poor Superman.
All right, so what do we have next?
Our playlist.
And Q that I added. Because I missed talking about movies with you guys.
Yeah, I did enjoy that one.
Q as in the Star Trek Q?
No.
Oh.
No. Shame on you. You know there's only two Trekkies in this entire room right now.
did anybody?
And one of them's over Skype.
I know. Ryan got the Q reference.
I got the Q reference too.
Q's a god. He'll do whatever he wants.
Oh my god, I have nightmares that Q's just gonna come into my room and just like, not even, like, mentally rape me. For no reason.
It's cause he's canned and he's bored. Anyway.
So, what's everybody listening to? Cause I doubt that everyone's like me and has just put on the freaking Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack over and over again.
Ironically enough, before I got here, I was listening to on my Kindle, and I still have it up, Oasis, Live Forever.
All right.
All right. I have Hand of Blood.
The Giant Bombcast.
Okay.
I have Hand of Blood, Bullets for My Valentine.
Okay.
Nice.
Mitchell.
I have...
Herpes.
Drum roll. Drum roll, please.
1 second, I'll get you the drum roll. What the fuck was that? That's a horrible drum roll.
Pretty good, actually. Okay. Zez Dead Collapse.
Alright. And like I said, I've just been listening to the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack over and over again. That's an awesome soundtrack.
Yeah.
If you say so.
That it is.
Yeah. So, you know, what's everyone, like, watched or wants to watch this week? Anything?
TV's pretty slow lately. I've been rewatching the reimagined Battlestar Galactica from 2004.
Ah,
okay. I'm actually almost done with it.
I'm watching a lot of Jackie Chan movies. A whole lot of Jackie Chan movies.
That's going to come up later, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
I think of another one.
Pokemon. A lot of Pokemon on Netflix.
Really? Which season?
All they have is the Indigo League, so...
Okay.
I think, like, the first season, it's weird. It's like 60-something episodes. Now I'm exaggerating it, but it's like...
Yeah, no, but it was really fucked on long.
Yeah, it's really long.
I am watching Code Geass again.
Okay.
I am also watching anime.
I am waiting for Tuesday, because I want to go see Tusk.
Which one's that one?
Tusk is coming out only for some reason in Milford and in Trumbull. It's the Kevin Smith film.
Okay.
About the guy that gets shoved in the walrus suit.
Okay.
And I also want to watch The Drop.
Okay. Yeah.
What's that one?
That one's James Gandolfini's last movie.
Last movie, yep.
It's about a guy that gets robbed who works at a bar. That's also like a mafia drop point for cash and shit like that.
Yep.
There's not a lot of movies that are coming out that... Well, there probably is. I just can't think of one right now. But, like, off the top of my head, I can't think of one that really excites me.
Well, you don't want to watch Mockingjay?
Well, I mean, like, I'm not watching that, though. I mean, I watch it in theaters. I saw the other two in theaters, so I got to keep up with the tradition.
Yeah.
Tradition.
Of course.
But,
I'm going to watch the shit out of Mockingjay.
Jamie Redman approves.
Yeah, Jamie almost took your head off at the live podcast.
Oh.
For the whole Jennifer Lawrence media.
Is Jennifer Lawrence?
Like, I thought she was gonna she's overrated.
Jennifer Lawrence is overrated. John that. Dies.
There are like other people like backing her when John she does was like idea. Saying that. I was like,
I made a corny pun to the movie. I watched it. I saw John Dies at the end.
Yeah, isn't that a fucked up movie? But it's awesome.
I really enjoyed it until the end. I was able to put it with the low budget.
Did John in fact die?
No.
No.
No, John dies in the beginning. Yeah,
there you go.
But yeah, like
and then doesn't
die. The low budget ending kind of turned me off, but I did enjoy the movie. I was watching another movie called Moon.
Moon is good.
Moon was really good.
Sam Rockwell.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a really good.
Ted and I are really vibing right
now. Yeah. Also, the director.
Yeah.
Little known fact: the director is Duncan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the son of David Bowie.
Really?
Yes.
I remember reading that now.
Yeah, cool. Duncan Jones is the son of David Bowie and also the director of Warcraft.
Really?
The movie.
Oh, wow.
World of Warcraft, the movie?
No,
yeah.
The game, okay.
He's the director of World of Warcraft, the movie that's coming out next year.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I had like a sci-fi movie marathon.
Ah.
I also watched one called Fact About Time Travel.
I haven't seen that one.
Apparently it's like the Shaun of the Dead before like sci-fi.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Shaun of the Dead for sci-fi is World's End, but just saying.
I'm about to say.
Well, you know, I said like Shaun. I didn't say the Shaun of the Dead. No, guys, shut up.
I don't even care what you're talking about.
I was going to say they made that movie, actually.
You shut up too, Nick.
It's the Shaun of the Dead for time travel. Yeah? Yeah?
No. It's like Shaun of the Dead, but for sci-fi.
I say we move on.
Okay.
Maybe Fact About Time Travel came out before World's End. And plus, World's End was shit. I don't care what anybody says. I did not like it at all.
I didn't like it as much as the other two.
Not if I got more than two movies, Nick.
All right.
Shut up, John.
I didn't like it as much as this is the end.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting it. Oh, my.
All right, guys. So,
I like it.
So now we get to Socially Awkward, where I'd just like to thank everyone that did come out to the live show, even though we couldn't post it.
You're welcome. Wait.
Wait, what?
You saw a typo?
No, but everyone that did come out to the live show, I'd like to say thank you. Everyone that was listening for the live show and never showed up, I'm sorry. But,
We apologize.
We apologize. We couldn't use any of it. There's a lot. Actually, I'll let you guys listen to it later on, but there's actually Ephraim making a lot of pot-smoking jokes to Sean.
I heard
really?
Those.
Yeah. And then we're just sitting there, and he's just like, Ephraim's going, this would be awesome if we were all high.
I thought you said, like, oh, we were on acid.
Yeah, there's an acid one,
there's
too.
There's an acid one in there.
In the audio recording?
Yeah, in the audio recording.
Yes. It's
how would the mics pick that up?
Huh? No, there wasn't the mics because the audio didn't go through the wire. It went through the main microphone on the computer.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
It's.
You had one job.
It was socially awkward.
Yeah, it is socially awkward. So let's also let's thank the bartenders and the wait staff over at Side Street, because they were really nice to us.
Thank you, Don.
Don, I don't know what the name of the waitress was.
Thank you.
There's like two waitresses.
Girl number one.
Side Street staff.
With the Nick Rack. Thank you.
But I had like two waitresses, and she was just like, they were both like, you guys were really funny.
I messed up with that. I had a typo. I wanted to say nice rack, and it came out saying Nick Rack. So.
That's why I said, you think I have a rack? While looking down at
them. They're beautiful, Nick. Don't worry.
Why, thank you.
I want to mention them if they weren't beautiful.
Jennifer Lawrence has a Nick Rack. I was like, what?
You got a Nick Rack. By the way, yeah, I did see Jennifer Lawrence's nudes. Much as I'd like to say she's overrated, you're overrated with a nice set of tits, Jennifer. You got that going for you.
Katniss can't miss those tits. Yeah.
Well, thank God she's not overweight, or else she'd be Fatness Everdeen. Am I right?
I'm gonna take nudes and upload them to iCloud, and then be super surprised that isn't very secure.
I'm gonna take nudes, and they're gonna end up looking like Peter Griffin in every episode of Family Guy.
I'm gonna hack Ryan and post pictures on Facebook.
I think somebody said it the best. I forgot which comedian said it, but they basically said you don't see any guy actor having pictures of their nudes. I wonder why. Oh yeah, that's right, because they have more self-respect and they're smart enough to know that shit gets hacked. So yeah, there we go.
I mean, like, I think girls have nudes, but guys demand
actually,
them.
Actually, you know what's funny is I heard that what's his name, Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah,
Hutcherson.
PETA from The Hunger Games. Apparently he had a similar scandal like a year ago, so I guess he was sending pictures of his wang.
Well, I think that people don't really care as much when it's a guy, though. Like, it's just, we don't really make a big fuss about it.
Unless, it depends on who it is.
No one cares
you're
unless they're politicians.
Yeah, you're a politician.
Yeah, exactly. If
well, his name was Anthony Weiner. All right, let's be honest.
I mean, hey.
That's true.
Well, then make a commercial
about
it.
Don't send cock pics if you're in politics.
I feel like if there was a big event where there's a bunch of male celebrity news all at the same time, it'll be talked about for at least like 3 days.
Like Brett.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, it feels like
how long they were talking about that.
All I'm saying,
because it was all these famous female celebrities that
Anthony's
a bunch
Weiner.
Of guys wanted to see.
All I'm saying, if it
they
was
called the event the Fappening, like it's just if it was a bunch of guys, it would not be called the Fappening. It would just be called the Night of a Thousand Dicks. Like, it was just
that'd be awesome. That sounds like a great porno, by the way. Yeah,
Fappening sounds like a porno that was directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
And starring Jaden James.
No.
What the twist?
No. It stars Mark Wahlberg and what do you call it? No, I can't even remember. Jenna Jameson.
For all your porn aficionados out there,
is the twist that she was a dude the whole time?
What? Ma'am? No.
Speaking of all your porn aficionados out there, who do you think would be a better, what do you think one of the two titles that Mitch said would be better, like, which one of these titles that Jaden James would star in, Night of a Thousand Dicks or The Fappening? Which one of those sound like that'd be right in her wheelhouse? I say Night of a Thousand Dicks.
Yeah, I would say it. Night of a Thousand Dicks, and it'll be like a DVD with like 10 scenes.
Okay. All right, so let's keep on.
Dicks.
Let's keep on moving. We would normally have so long. Thanks for all the fish, but no one that I care about died.
Hell yeah, fuck you, Dev.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that you know other people care about that died, but nobody that I cared about.
I don't.
So. So let's get into Nerdsworth.
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 All right, so guys, you guys know Waka Flocka Flame? Yeah. Who wants to get paid $50,000 a year to roll blunts? Because he's offering that job.
I will learn immediately.
I should text Sean this.
$50,000.
Where do I sign up? fuck my morals. That's a lot of money to roll paper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll lick the shit out of that paper.
Well, it's a blunt, so it's not going to be paper. It's going to be cigar
marijuana
wrappers.
Or leaf.
Mary
Jane. You know what the worst part about this is? That I know more about the pot smoking than the black guys.
I don't think.
The wacky tobacco.
This is Connecticut. Of course you do.
The reefer?
The reefer.
Yeah. I don't think we're affiliated with pot smoking. I think it's more 40s. It was a 40 thing, yeah. But.
So, yeah.
You're about, what was it? What the hell is that thing? Old English? Morty, malt 40?
That we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
40 liquors, that one.
I'm done. Okay. I killed that. That was worse than Dean. I'm sorry, guys.
I was waiting.
All right, so, yeah.
Alabama?
You're allowed one more Dean joke. We can't name drop.
Yeah.
Beep. All right. So
use that sound
so
bit like everything.
Edited yourself in the middle of it.
$50,000 for someone to roll $50,000 a year for someone to roll blunts for a Waka Flocka Flame. In other news.
Sign me up.
All right. This is one of my favorite stories. So you guys know in New York when they have like the guys dressed up in costumes and they take pictures with tourists and stuff and they're dressed up as like Elmo or Spider-Man.
Yeah, because they're trying to chip you out of money.
Yeah.
Nick knows about
that.
So apparently,
those horrible people.
So apparently, a guy came up and decided to run up on Batman, grab him from behind, and scream in his ear, "I'm gonna fuck you, Batman!" Batman. Wiggled, huh?
He proceeds to fuck Batman.
Yeah. Batman wiggled free. The guy ran away, and on his way around, he grabbed Spider-Man by the ass. To which Spider-Man silly stringed him with his silly string web shooters. And then the two superheroes went and beat the shit out of the guy.
I wish I could see Batman and Spider-Man stomping on a pervert.
They all got arrested.
Marvel and DC, what are you doing?
But seriously, that just goes to show you don't fuck with superheroes.
Can you say that Spider-Man prematurely came?
Whether they're bootleg
Batman
or not,
never happened. Make it happen.
I'm just saying, Spider-Man's spider sense was tingling at one point.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. If you can dig. Yeah. All right. I'm never saying that again. I'm too fucking white to say if you dig.
Can you dig it?
Can you no
sucker?
I like the scene from the Warriors.
Yeah.
Can you dig it?
You know what the sad part is? I watched Warriors, and then after I watched Warriors, I watched Booker T. Like after Booker T, because I watched Warriors before that. But now, whenever I think of the Warriors scene, I just expect, "Can you dig it, sucker?" I'm like, no.
I just love that scene. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
And then I play the video.
I love the Warriors video game. I don't care what anybody
says.
I do,
too.
It's one of my favorite Rockstar games.
It is one of my favorite.
It's pretty hype. Yeah, best movie game.
Yes.
In my opinion. I am H.O. All
right. So, I want to go to another pot smoking thing right now because I didn't write it on the docket.
Yeah.
But Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen has a contest going right now where you and one of your friends can go with him to the Hilarity for Charity prom event as his prom date. So, just saying.
Pretty funny.
It's a contest going on right now. And it all goes, like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes to charity. So, it's all good.
So, if I decide to go and cop a feel, there's nothing you can do about it, right?
No. All right, so moving on to, you know, other things that stoners like. the donut company, whose initials are one letter away from being racist. Yeah, Krispy Kreme. have decided...
nice.
Have decided to go and make Ghostbusters inspired donuts for the 30th anniversary of Ghostbusters.
Is it like a donut with like ectoplasm on it?
Oh. Oh.
There's ectoplasm all over the place.
Will their marketing utterly exclude the black guy?
Probably, because all like of the marketing.
Much like the movie?
Yeah.
Much like the movie?
Much like the movie.
Poor Ernie Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
No one remembers Winston Zeddemore.
Nope.
There's Ray Stans, Peter Venkman,
Egon
Spengler, and the black guy.
Janine. Was Rick Moranis in it? Yeah. Sigourney Weaver was hot.
That was the last time Sigourney Weaver was hot.
You know, like her avatar?
I totally would have porked her in Galaxy Quest.
Fair enough. All right. So, you guys hear
all
about
right,
this?
Gentlemen, that is my cue. I have to go to retrieve the child and parent teacher back to school night or some silliness.
Oh. Okay.
You're
right.
Playing favorites.
What if?
That's pretty good.
All right, so Ryan's out for now.
See you, Ryan.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Late.
All right, sad. I should have done this earlier. You guys hear about this actress named Danielle Watts?
No, I bet Ryan didn't hear it either.
Oh, there goes Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
Danielle Watts, she played Coco in Django Unchained. I don't know why I just did that. I wasn't even reading. In my head. All right. Django Unchained.
It's called the Django Unchained. What do you mean?
Oh, my.
The Django. But, so, in Django Unchained, she played Coco, who is this, like, side character for,
Black
like,
girl, right?
5 minutes in the film. Black girl. She's also on FX's Partners.
Prettiest Slave Ever.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Okay.
She,
No, not me.
Maybe it was me. Alright, so she, was... No, it wasn't me.
No, that's not my phone.
It's all of you.
Yeah.
You fucks.
All on your phones. Oh.
If you smell.
So she was on the back lot of the CBS studios where they taped Partners with her boyfriend, who is a white guy. And the cops were called. But see, the recorded thing that the cops were called for was that somebody said that they saw two people. One that they couldn't see. And the other being a African-American female having sex in a car. So, you know, lewd acts in public. The cop gets there, and that's when all the shit, like, blows up. She starts yelling racism that she's not allowed to kiss her white boyfriend because she's black. And to a point where she actually got handcuffed and thrown in the back of one of the police cruisers.
Uh-huh.
Now, the other story from the cop is that he got called on because of a public lewd acts call. They weren't doing that when he got there, so he just had to talk to them, not even give a warning or anything like that. Uh-huh. Just was like, hey, guys, you know, somebody was going to... She took that as... And this is the cop story. She took that as, you know, you're black, you're bad, and started running, where two other cops chased her down, handcuffed her, and threw her in the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, no
what
matter
was the boyfriend
what,
story?
Huh?
What was the white guy story?
Now, the boyfriend's not even saying anything.
I was getting asked.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Getting booed.
But seriously, here's the thing. Do you think this actually happened her way, or this is her going, I have no actual career, and I need publicity. With all the stuff.
I'm trying to like think of like the whole entire scenario, and like, I don't know, like I don't know her history or anything like that. So
what town was this in?
It was in L.A.
It was Studio City
in California.
I'm gonna side with the cops in this one. I'm gonna side with the cops until there's further evidence of her being right.
Until she gets six shots in the back, you're gonna side with it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if how did the cop like say it? Like he's basically said that somebody said that they were. I mean,
he got a call.
At this point, it's just cops versus a civilian's word.
Yeah.
Like. Usually, unless there's evidence saying that, like, the cop stepped outside their boundaries, I just have the cops.
So, like, yeah. She ran?
That's what he said. She said that she didn't run anywhere, that they manhandled her and handcuffed her and threw her in the back of the police car.
The thing is, if the boyfriend...
The problem with that is that if he didn't see any, like, illegal act, there's no reason to chase her down and throw her into the back of the car. So... That's a little
but no, that's interfere. Like, if a cop is going to give you a warning or wants to talk to you by running away in the first place or walking away, whatever you want to say,
that's as shady as you get. Like,
that's like, yeah, that's basically saying,
look at me.
Yeah, that gives you
probable cause.
Yeah.
The thing is, if the
go ahead.
I feel like if the if she ran or if she didn't run. Then the boyfriend would say that.
Yeah.
So maybe by a boyfriend not saying anything, maybe he's trying to like not make her look foolish because he could easily be like, "Oh, yeah. She's an idiot."
Well, there's also like, a tape apparently.
Okay. But at the same time, like when you say run away, did she literally run or was she just walking away from the cop?
Either way, it's still probable cause.
Because like walking away and then getting the crap kicked out of you and then putting it placed in.
Well, I wouldn't call it tackle getting.
Going on right
I wouldn't call it tackle getting the crap kicked out of you though. Like it's just I wouldn't call it getting tackled.
I don't even think she got tackled. I think she just got handcuffed.
Handcuffed.
Well,
she just stopped she might have had to get like roughhoused a little bit just to get the handcuffs on.
She got stopped with force, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
coming. Not like
punch inside the ear.
Imagine that, just be like,
that's horrible.
What happened was they got Ray Rice to punch her and knocked her.
Fucking Ray Rice squad.
So you're right, John. He still can't get a career.
See? He's going to become a cop.
Absolutely right.
See, he can still get a career just punching bitches in the face, right?
Yeah. So,
we're not qualified to hit this girl, but we know somebody who is.
Let's call him up.
But here's the thing. There's probably not going to be anything else other than that. So, if it was a publicity stunt, did it work?
No, because nobody on Facebook's talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not on Twitter.
Or Twitter. I don't know either.
Another thing about cops, and this just came out yesterday, so it didn't go on the docket. There was another shooting of a black man from police in Utah just yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Black people in Utah?
Yeah. I was fucking surprised that he wasn't a basketball player. But...
It wasn't on college campus?
No, it wasn't. There was a...
was there any BYU involved, Utah State?
Or was this at a Utah Jazz facility?
The police got a call that there was a man with a weapon who was brandishing a weapon in a public place. And the cops came around, and instead of... The cops say that he rushed them with this sword... That he had a katana because he was dressed as Mugen from Samurai Champloo.
Good anime. Good choice. Good choice in cosplay.
Yeah.
not good choice.
not real. There's three shots, and the mother now is saying that she paid for an autopsy, and the autopsy showed that he was shot in the back, and not.
She paid for an autopsy. What does that mean?
Yeah, no, you can pay for a private autopsy.
Okay.
By yourself, without using the state.
See, here's the thing. There's no cons going on right now. Why are you dressed as Mugen?
Yeah. What did you do that for?
It's in Utah, though. How do you know there's not a con?
Because it's Utah. Like,
there's cons all the time.
You never know.
The Let's Not Drink Con?
I know everything, guys. Come on, though. Let's go. Let's be serious.
Yeah, maybe it was at Mormon Con.
Mormon Con. Why don't you guys move in? Maybe there's a Samurai Champloo Con in his backyard.
They would never allow that.
Or maybe, you know, maybe he was getting ready for Halloween early and decided to, like, wear the costume.
Either way, you know, it doesn't see matter.
If, yeah, I know.
It's
you can't walk around with a sword, though.
No, you cannot walk around with
actually,
a sword.
In Utah, you can.
Really?
As long as you have the handle of the sword out in the open,
but
you
I mean,
can
like,
walk around with a sword.
Oh, so I can walk around with my dick? Then I'm like, no, the sword, guys, the handle.
The white saber is unleashed.
No,
so, like, you're telling me...
As long as it's holstered...
You're telling me legit I can throw on a bleach outfit, go over to Utah, and just walk around with my sword?
Well, obviously not you.
Well, obviously not.
But John and I would be fine.
I might end up in the same situation.
Ryan can get away half the time.
I don't know. He might get mistaken.
Just flip the coin.
But
tails will shoot him.
Wait right there, boy. All right, you're free to start.
It's on the case, apparently.
But yeah,
Two-Face.
There is an open weapon as long as you have it not concealed. You're fine.
Understood.
If you have a gun, you have to have a permit, obviously, on you at all times.
Concealed these,
but it has to. But you can show you. You have to show your gun. You have to make sure that it's showing.
So there's no concealment.
Right.
Basically.
It cannot be a concealed weapon.
So it's like the West almost. Still.
That's annoying. Like,
well, it's Utah.
I'd be really mad if I'm walking down the street and somebody robbed me with a fucking sword. I'd be so mad.
I'd be
so pissed.
Here's also the other thing. Utah.
Give me your money. I'm like, what?
Utah is basically like the England of the United States.
Zenkitsu?
I didn't think cops had guns in Utah.
Yo.
Of course, I also.
Could you imagine? Somebody just brings their sword to your throat and it's like, give me all your money. It's like. What the fuck are you doing? Give me your money.
Can you imagine that? Just
like
some
guy.
Sure
like,
stop. No. What happens was?
Oh, you mean you?
No. What happens is you go to swing the sword, and there's just a stop motion, and then people come out with like these cards with freaking kanji on them, and it just stops.
What would have like?
It's a weird thing.
All of a sudden, rose petals just fall out. Of
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, wait, why is this happening? You have people up there doing this, don't you? He's like, okay, stop. That's enough. And then I like, pour it all. Like,
exactly.
It's like, where did that theme song come from?
I fucking love those old like samurai
things. That's a
skit
right there that I'm willing to do.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
You jumped in here. Here's a.
There you go.
There we go.
Yo! Like, what?
Oh, God.
I got like a sword in my throat. I'm like, what's going on here?
Here it is.
All right, guys, we got to move on a little bit.
Yes, please.
All right. Yeah. So, the director of Oculus is apparently writing the reboot to I Know What You Did Last Summer.
First of all, did you like that movie?
No. Oculus? It was. Oh, Oculus was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I haven't seen Oculus, so...
Yeah, you should watch it.
You were talking about this.
I enjoyed it.
I Know What You Did. We all saw it for Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobies. Come on.
Yeah.
Boobies. But, never heard of her so long.
But here's the thing. Why? Why remake that fucking movie? Unless they do it like Mitch and I were talking about the other night, where it's like, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer meets Children of the Corn meets Nightmare on Elm Street. Basically, these kids... kill are playing with this kid, kill the kid, and the parents cover it up. So years later when they're adults, the father comes back and or the parents cover it up by saying that it was
spoiler
the father. The parents
of that. Yeah.
Just spoiler alert.
The parents cover it up saying it was the father of the kid and they kill the father. The father comes back. Though, because he wasn't really dead.
Well, I was about to say, this sounds more like
and
Pet
he,
Cemetery than.
And he goes
in.
I'm about
yeah.
to say, this is not the same.
And he goes and kills all of the kids that killed his son. And then the sequel, the son's not actually dead.
So, how old are these kids? He's going to kill all the kids. So who's this?
18.
Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, exactly. Adrian Peterson comes around and kills his own son.
Did he kill kids?
No.
He just beat the shit out of his kid with a switch. He just comes with a switch. Come here, boy.
Pretty much.
Like 1960s.
Pretty much. Like went old school with the disciplinarian whooping.
So I'm not sure how much of this I can actually even talk about. I know a bunch of us geeks got Super Smash Brothers codes for the demo.
Yes, you and Ryan are posting a lot about those.
I played it once. It was fun.
And I still got to give you guys the codes, which I'll do today. You can guys just put them in your phones and...
I mean, but, John I can take the code. You don't have a 3DS, right, Nick?
I do not.
Yeah. No. You too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yay.
But, I'm not sure how much I can say about it. Like, if there's, like, an embargo thing. Everyone knows that it's out. But there was a certain character that I didn't realize was missing until I went through again.
It's the black guy, huh?
No ice climbers.
Yeah, I just read that article.
Yeah, there's no ice climbers in the 3DS version of this game.
Apparently that means there's not going to be any ice climbers in the final version for the Wii U as well.
Really? Because yep. I heard that they were going to be in the Wii U.
Okay, I can't look because
my phone's dead. Yeah, I heard that the Wii U version was going to definitely have ice climbers.
That's good. As long as one version does. I mean, like, yeah. It's just...
Also, guys, did you know that the ERSB is 20 years old?
It's crazy.
Which means that, you know, Mitch really never had that that Wild Wild West feeling of going into a Funko Land.
Poor Mitch.
And he's going, like, I want Mortal Kombat before it had the M rating on it.
Hop off my young dick.
I feel bad. Hey, Mitch, have you ever heard about this might be too, you know, old for you. Have you ever heard of the cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants? I don't know if you don't know about that. Probably before your time.
No.
That was another thing that I was reading. I read that an article of the 10 weirdest urban legends that involve footage.
Was it fucking Squidward's?
There's the Red Mist one. That was on creepy. There. And Satan's Sphinx.
I haven't heard that one. I heard of Red Mist. That's pretty.
Yeah.
Much it.
There's one that I was reading. What got me into it? There's Suicide Mouse.
I think I heard that one.
Suicide Mouse was a 1930s cartoon that somebody took and re-edited it and put, like, these weird images into it and kind of warped Mickey's face as he's walking down the street, and then warped other things and put, like, horrible screams and shit behind it. And it's 9 minutes long, but, like, I think 4 minutes of it is just blackness with, like, weird noises.
Yeah. Red Mist is when Squidward commits suicide.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Sonic the Hedgehog one?
No.
There's a video game released for Sonic the Hedgehog where you play as different characters, and apparently Sonic's, like, dead, and he tracks the characters down and kills them all.
Yeah, I hear about that. Is that another urban legend?
They actually have
games. Or is that for realsies?
It's for realsies.
Crazy.
Nice. So, yeah. ESRB. All right.
Earth breeding.
With, all the talk and everything about Power Rangers that Ryan and I did like a podcast or two ago, I did put out a poll, and it's going to be a poll on not on our Facebook, but on our actual podcast page. Mm-hmm. I want to know what everyone's favorite original Mighty Morphin Power Ranger was. And no, I don't want you to go into the Japanese thing and start talking about Japanese shit.
Ryan.
Yeah,
Mike, maybe.
Exactly. Dave. I want to know your MMPR, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I want to know your favorite character from that. And I even, just to circumvent some of the other questions, I even put like the second and third Yellow Ranger up there, the second Red Ranger, the second Blue Ranger, or not the second Blue Ranger, sorry, second Black Ranger. So everyone can do that on our podcast page. And I'm also going to put this podcast on Spreaker, and then probably next week, I think, if we can figure out a time to do this on Saturdays, we'll have the 30-minute live version, and then you guys can come back and listen to the entire thing the next day on iTunes. So with that, I think we've got Playing Favorites is next.
Yay.
If I have...
Where the fuck up, Donald's my segment on.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? Cause Mitchy wants to know. What's your favorite video game when you were six? This is playing favorites. This is playing favorites.
Cool. Nice shit. All right, so my playing favorites this week is inspired by a marathon that Brian and I are having. We're watching a bunch of Jackie Chan movies. And so I had to purchase a lot of them recently because, you know, I can't find them on certain torrent sites legally. Well, whatever. I don't care anymore. But yeah, so this week's playing favorite is, what is your favorite Jackie Chan movie? It could be his earlier Chinese ones. It could be his American ones, whatever. I'm going last. Unless you guys take them all.
Which might happen. My stepfather watches, like, he's a big Jet Li fan, but he also watches some Jackie Chan. So
I gotta talk to your stepfather.
The one movie that always steps out of my mind when watching my stepfather when I was a kid was Mr. Nice Guy. So that's probably gonna be my favorite because it's more for sentimental reasons because I watched it with him. So
mm-hmm. That was with that black chick and like the white girl and then his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Mine was Who Am I?
Cool.
I love the fighting
Who
scenes.
Who am I?
I love the
most random shit ever.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, it's in the beginning, it's not all that great, but like the fighting scenes towards the end is the real one that got me when he fought like two different like guys.
Yeah,
like,
that the two versus one scene on the rooftop was pretty good.
Yeah, that's the thing that caught me, and then he jumped off of the roof and he started sliding down the building. That was pretty sick.
Yeah, good movie. Brian and I watched that last week.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Also, Mr. Nice Guy as well.
Yeah.
Mine is Beautiful.
Really?
Have you ever seen that one?
Surprising, yes.
Yes, I have.
Beautiful had a really good
it's
fight
actually,
scene.
It's got really good fight scenes, but what makes it stand out is that Jackie Chan actually goes kind of out of his element in the acting range.
Yeah, because it wasn't as comedic as his regular movies.
But he plays a gay man in a Chinese film, which is kind of
taboo
in Chinese culture. And he actually played it very well, even though I saw it with subtitles. You can really see the acting come out.
Mm-hmm. You can see the gay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, he didn't play it like the flamboyant gay that you normally
he
would.
Played it as like actual gay person.
It's not like he came out.
No, yeah, he actually played it like, you know, like a regular gay person, not like that hugely, oh, honey, it's just like, you know, yeah, I'm gay. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a weird juxtaposition to his comedy to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it like really worked in the character. So that's why I would say that was my favorite.
Cool. Good choices. I have four, but I'm going to limit it to three. So
if you're doing that, I want to have one more.
Because I have... All right, go ahead. You might
my
say the one.
Bigger than yours, guys.
Drunkenness.
Fuck you. Drunken Master is probably seen as one of his like definitely top three movies. It's definitely like, as far as like action and story, is definitely up there. Like, it's just, it's amazing. So I guess I'll go to three now.
Sorry,
I just gave Nick the finger,
which is cool.
The middle finger, not the
not the two fingers.
All right, so my three would be Police Story 1. I really enjoy that movie. If anyone wants to watch it, I have it on DVD. Look at me, the DVD person now. I'm like Ted. I'm gonna have like a whole entire shelf full of Jackie Chan movies. I'm just starting a martial arts collection in general. Yeah, so Police Story. Then there's a one called Wheels on Mills, which is also really good. Another one called Dragons Forever, which stars him, Sammo Hung, and this other guy who's not as relevant as the other two. But all three are just they're Chinese or I think Cantonese, and really good stable films for Jackie Chan's career. A lot of his earlier works around the 80s,
back when it didn't look like he was hit by a frying pan.
He had no wrinkles, man.
I'm surprised that nobody said Kung Fu Panda. I really am.
Why? As far as that's like,
there's a Jack Black movie.
No, Jackie Chan plays the orangutan.
I know he plays the orangutan, but I'll consider that a Jack Black movie.
I wouldn't put that in my top 10.
Kung Fu Panda 2, obviously, though.
Obviously the best Jackie Chan movie.
That's a Gary Oldman movie. What are you guys talking about?
All right. So that's pretty much it for playing favorites. If you guys have a favorite Jackie Chan movie, please put it in the comments. Email us. Let's see. What is next? Oh, John, why don't you go into that little box over there, wherever they went, and pick out a black card. Did they get put away?
They were put away.
Hey, Jack, can I go on YouTube right quick?
Oh, I was going to do the right here. I was going to show you. That's the scary Sonic. It's on mute.
So what are we doing now for this? So,
let's pick a black card.
Why I got to be black?
And why is the white guy have to pick it?
Yeah.
All right. He's got to pick the right one.
Well, it's better than a black man picking something white.
Oh, nice. Here we go. CIA now interrogates enemy agents by repeatedly subjecting them to...
blank. All right. So let's mull that over. We'll pick out cards. If anyone wants to play with us, put your answers down either in the comments or hashtag L4TAH. And I think that's about it for this week, guys. Another cool one in the can.
All right.
Nice.
I didn't miss anything, right? No.
No. Okay. Everything was said.
Next week, I'll start my thing, Quality Time.
All right. Yeah, John's got a... we got a new segment, Quality Time. John's going to completely write it himself. And it should be much, much like a rant that Ralph Garman would go on, or possibly Dennis Leary, which should be hilarious. If you guys went to the live show, you know exactly what we're talking about. But we shall see you guys next week. Hopefully, if we are going to do it live, we'll give you a time when you can listen and then listen to the rest of it later on. And good night, everybody.
I'll also throw in my quote of the day.
You just listened to a Hybrid Works Network podcast. Don't you feel good about yourself now? No? Sorry.